Moving on. Next question, Mr. Muhaimin Abdul Malik.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have two supplementary questions for the Minister. Given that local qualifying salary, full-time equivalent as...
Mr. Muhaimin Abdul Malik, I actually wanted to go on to the next question.
Okay, thanks.
Which is your question?
Yeah, question six, sorry.
I'm doing this because we have a lot of questions, so I want to confine the... I will give priority to those who have filed questions for the benefit of all members.
Mr. Speaker, the $1,500 threshold for the higher tier of payouts in the Silver Support Scheme refers to the monthly per capita household income, or PCHI for short. This is not the individual's monthly income. Perhaps I hope that this can be a point of clarification for the member. Now, this monthly per capita household income is computed as the total gross household monthly income divided by the total number of family members living together in the same household. Our Silver Support Scheme payouts, they are tiered by flat types. So a five-room flat, four-room flat, three-room flat to a two-room flat. They are tiered by the different flat types. And, of course, the monthly PCHI. This is to ensure that the support is targeted at most at the seniors who now have little or no family support and resources in their retirement. The LQS, the local qualifying salary, serves a different purpose. It is to ensure that firms who wish to employ foreign workers also pay their local workers meaningfully rather than on token salaries. It is not intended as a measure of retirement adequacy or financial need, and is therefore not correlated with the Silver Support Scheme's monthly PCHI criteria. As I've early on answered Associate Professor James Lim's PQ and also responded to the SQ by Mr. Sean Lowe, we recently enhanced the Silver Support Scheme just last year, in 2025, and we raised the qualifying monthly PCHI threshold from $1,800 to $2,300. This is approximately a 28% increase. This has enabled more seniors, including those with lower incomes, to qualify for silver support payouts. Now, let me reassure everyone in this House, we will continue to review the Silver Support Scheme periodically. Thank you.
Mr. Muhaimin Abdul Malik.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Okay, I understand that for the LQS and the Silver Support Scheme is two different schemes by itself. But given that there's an increase in the increased progressively from 1,400 to 1,600 since July 2024 for LQS, whether the Ministry has assessed how seniors whose wages were adjusted by employers to meet the LQS have consequently been pushed into the lower civil support tier. This is mostly for those elderly that are staying alone in their own household. My second question is, how many civil support recipients have moved from the higher tier to a lower tier since the LQS increase to $1,600?
Minister Tan.
I thank the member for his SQ, but I think that perhaps he did not understand the construct of the LQS and that the fact that it is not related to the Silver Support Scheme payout. Now, there will be further refinements to the LQS in the upcoming budget COS, I don't think I want to go too much into the detail. But suffice to say, let me reiterate that they are not in any way interlinked. I mean, that's not how we constructed the LQS scheme to be. Because the LQS scheme, as I've shared earlier on, is aimed at working and solving our companies' needs for foreign workers. And we don't want the companies to hire our locals on a token salary so that they can get the foreign worker quota. So please remember that they are not related. Now, to his point about how much of the LQS has pushed the elderly senior living alone down to below or set at that 1,500, I don't have those statistics because it is not how we worked that scheme out to be. I hope that sort of addresses his point.
Mr. Sean Liu.
Question 7, sir.
The Silver Support Scheme is a targeted support scheme which provides support to seniors aged 65 and above who had low incomes during their working years and now have little or no family support and resources in their retirement. Now, eligibility is determined by the senior's lifetime wages, housing type, and the level of household support. Eligible seniors living in smaller flats with fewer financial resources will receive higher payments. The Silver Support Scheme is part of a wider set of social support measures. These include the Workfare Income Supplement and the annual Earn and Save Bonus under the Modular Package, which help boost the retirement savings of lower to middle income working seniors and can increase their CPF life payouts. Now, the one-off retirement savings bonus and MediSave bonus under the Modular Package also provided an additional boost to eligible seniors' retirement and healthcare savings in their CPF accounts. Now, in addition, the assurance package helps defray living expenses for Singaporean households. Seniors who need further assistance to meet their basic living needs can approach their nearest social service office to apply for ComCare.
Sir Sean Liu.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the Minister for his care for our seniors and for his assurance that the Silver Support Scheme will continue to be reviewed periodically and sometimes fundamentally. I only have a specific question with regards to my earlier question on flat type, because I can't be the only MP in this House who has had residents come up to me who live in five-room flats to complain that their neighbours who live in four-room flats are getting more silver support. And my question for the Minister is whether the Ministry could consider in the future merging some of these flat types so that residents, often neighbours who stay close to each other, can get the same higher level of silver support. Thank you.
Minister Tan.
I thank the member for his suggestion. In all of our future reviews, we take the feedback, not just at this House, at our regular Meet the People sessions, at dialogues, at town hall sessions, at chit-chat sessions with all of our residents, and at different opportunities. And we take that feedback and we certainly will see how to manage that feedback. We may not be able to at a particular point in time, address each and every single one, but rest assured that we certainly will look at it over the medium to long term. Like I said earlier on, we have to balance it between fiscal prudence and fiscal sustainability. If we do something, I think we need to ensure that we can sustain it over the long haul. Of course, I hope for the day where we have done, through the collective efforts of all of us here, where we've done so well, we're able to upstream ensure that every Singaporean has enough in their golden years, they can meet all of their FRS needs, and the silver support scheme can then wither down to just a very small proportion. I think then we would have arrived. I hope that gives you that reassurance of what we are thinking about over the long haul. Thank you.